And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
On Friday the 13th, no less, Jen, we are joined in studio. Could not have written this any better.
I know, right?
Butch Patrick, ladies and gentlemen, from the Munsters television program. And he was Eddie Munster.
So all yesterday you were making fun of me because there's all these Facebook hoaxes about people moving to Leawood, all these celebrities, Jim Carrey, Clint Eastwood, all these people supposedly moving to the Kansas City area. And come to find out, Butch Patrick really is moving somewhat close, or already did.
Yeah, I'm living in Macon, Missouri, where I used to live right after I did the Munsters. I moved back to spend some time with my grandmother in this beautiful big old Queen Anne Victorian home she bought for her antiques. And over the years, I would always drop in and see it occasionally. And then 6 or 7 years ago, I noticed it was in foreclosure, and it took me 4.5 years to get through the paperwork. But I took possession of it last year, so I am now a Missourian.
They call that a short sale.
Is that it? Yeah. Is it a Missourian or is it a Missourite?
Whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, Missourian. I think that'll work.
I'm in Tiger Country. Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, you're the one, though. Yeah, we haven't seen Jim Carrey's moving here. Katy Perry's moving here.
Yeah. Justin Timberlake, I think. Parkville.
Oh, I think you're sitting on your off button there. He turned his own mic off.
Am I on?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, I'm back. That was a ghost.
Your elbow can hit
it,
that.
It is a haunted house, and the ghosts follow me everywhere.
It is Friday the 13th, too, so it was rather...
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even know that. You know, 13 Mockingbird Lane, Friday the 13th is my lucky number. It's good.
How about that? See, it works for some people.
Yeah, and now your house that you bought, it's supposedly haunted?
It is haunted, and I didn't really know it, because when I was there earlier, I never really stuck around the house too much. I was outdoors and hanging with my grandfather and fishing, but my mom, my grandmother, my sister, my brother, and I've had several paranormal teams come in and document. There's a lot of entities there. Apparently, the house is built in some kind of a vortex. It gives it a lot of activity.
Malevolent? Bad or good?
It was good so far, but my sister spent the night the other night and had a really bad experience, so we had to come in and had the house sort of like, you know, smudged and go away bad spirits, and we got rid of a disorderly ghost, I guess, would be the case. He was a troublemaker, basically.
Yeah. Wow.
For what it's worth, I keep looking for him. I'm around there by myself, and in the middle of the night, I wander around. I hear noises. I hear giggling, and, you know, women's voices. So I think that the woman of the house, we call her Miss Ruby, she was married to a gentleman that was named Ruby, and she seems to be the gatekeeper of the house, so to speak.
Wow. So did you grow up there? What's the story about before you got onto the Munsters TV show? Where did you grow up?
I was born in Los Angeles. Back in the 60s, you pretty much had to live in Los Angeles to work in the business. Because
right.
It wasn't like today with technology. But
these talent scouts wouldn't go out and find
places. No, not like that. I was just there, and my little sister was actually the target of their interest. I happened to be in the backseat of the car at the time. They took some photos of me, and the gentleman who took the pictures was a famous photographer, and he put a picture in his window up on Hollywood Boulevard, and somebody noticed it walking by that was casting a movie and said, we like his look. Is he an actor? He goes, no, he's not an actor. They go, well, we still want to see him. So they kind of acted, they asked me if I had ever done anything. I was only 7 years old, of course not. And I got cast in a movie and then a commercial, then General Hospital, the series, and the first year it was on the air and off to the races.
Wow. So, I mean, it's just like these fortuitous things that happen that you couldn't even make up a story like that, but you're just plucked out of obscurity to be on this show.
Not quite Lana Turner at Schwab's, but close enough.
Yeah.
It was Hollywood Boulevard, and it was certainly an accident situation. And then I did a Year of the Real McCoys, and then before the Munsters, so I actually had done two other series.
So what age range were you then on the show?
I played 11. Well, I was actually 11 and 12, but they had me playing 8 and 9 because I was a little small for my age.
Yeah, okay, right.
And it worked well against Fred Gwynne being so 7 foot tall, and I was about 3 foot tall.
Right.
So it was a nice play on things.
How are your memories of the show? What do you remember?
Oh, yeah. It was a wonderful experience. I had a lot of fun, and the characters and the people were very nice. It's kid-friendly. It had been produced by the guys that did Leave it to Beaver for 7 years. So
The
crew and the cast and everybody there had children around my age, so they made it very easy for a kid to – I was the only kid on the Universal lot for 2 years, so it was nice to have friendly adults around.
Yeah, and you have to do your schooling and everything there.
Get you 3 hours a day, rain or shine, no matter what. You got your – school comes first.
Yeah, that's awesome. Butch Patrick is our guest in studio here. And then tell me about after the show. Mm-hmm. So how long were you guys on the air? How long did that run?
2 years, believe it or not. A simple little 2 years.
That's it?
Is that right?
Man, it feels like...
How many episodes did you do in that
time?
We did
70, which the first year we did 39. We did a lot the first year. 31 the second year. And by today's standards, that's about 5 or 6 years. But what the difference is there was no cable and there was no internet. So basically TV was the main form of entertainment for family night. Right. Everybody would come home for dinner, and the kids would come home when the streetlights went on. And that's why people have such strong memories of it, because there was just only three channels.
Sure. But 70 episodes out of 2 years. Mm-hmm. And see, that seems wild, because now you have some shows that are doing 8 or 10 episodes, and they call that a whole season.
Yeah, gives them a lot of time to go do their movie careers.
Yeah. What about the people on the show? Did you keep in touch with them after the Fred Gwynn, Al Lewis, who was Grandpa Munster?
Well, you know, Al Lewis and I became friends. Well, not really, because I was a kid and they were adults and they went back
to
New York.
Yeah, it was kind of hard.
They
probably,
went back
sure.
to New York, and Yvonne DiCaro right. went back to her family. But in the 80s, when MTV came on the air, we decided to do rock videos, and we used the theme of the Munsters as a Whatever Happened to Eddie. I wrote some lyrics to the song, and then we got Al Lewis involved in it to help promote it. And that's when I started to hang around with him again. Fred Gwynn kind of distanced himself from the Munsters, but with Al, he and I became good pals. And in fact, one of the funniest stories I have is with his restaurant opening in New York City back in the 80s. You know, I had no idea who John Gotti was at the time. You know, and at the time, you know, Teflon Don, I thought he was like a chef with pots and pans or something. And he was the owner of Grandpa's restaurant. He was the
what?
The silent,
is that right?
Yeah, Al was connected. He was with the boys, Mikey and Tony. Hey, Butch, you know, Al don't remember so good. You want a table? You got to talk to us.
So he was kind of fronting the gang stuff.
Oh,
huh?
It was. Al was Al in New York, he was a fixture. He was like Howard Stern walking down the street. Everybody knew Grandpa. Right. Everybody loved him. He was an activist. He was larger than life, and he was the consummate New York character.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. We're talking to Butch Patrick in studio here. He's going to be at Stanford's this weekend, Friday and Saturday shows at 7:45 and 9:45. When did you get into comedy? What pulled you into that?
Well, actually, I'm not a comedian. What I do is I host the comedy shows.
Okay,
I
mean, all right.
Been around comedy all my life.
Yeah.
Wrote a really cool book called Munster Memories that I share a lot of the fun stuff that we had on the lot. But basically, I sit out and interact with the audience for about 10 or 15 minutes.
Okay.
Turn down the lights, do the sort of like a get-to-know-Eddie Munster situation and Butch. And then we basically talk about the power of laughter and comedy. And then I set it up for the comedians.
Great. Right. Yeah, sounds like a fun show.
It is a fun show. I enjoy it a lot, and now that I'm somewhat local, it's an easy drive over. And my agent in New York said, if you're going to be in the Midwest, would you consider doing a couple of these? I said, absolutely. It's fun. It's great, and I like to laugh with the best of them. So there you go.
And you take the cars around. You have the Munster coach, right?
George Barris, who built those cars, and I were lifelong friends. And although it's not the original one, because the original is in a museum.
Yeah.
And the Dragula, the coffin car, disappeared from Planet Hollywood. But I have two tribute cars.
Okay.
They're spot on. One's street legal, one's not. And I tour the country doing various events with the cars, racetracks. Danica Patrick will be at Kansas City here in October.
Yeah.
Got a setup with her, which will be a fun – that's going to be a fun photo op.
Butch
Patrick
right.
and Danica Patrick.
Danica Patrick, right.
Yeah,
no relation, though.
Well,
huh?
It's better than Tara Patrick.
That's awesome. Butch, you're amazing, and you're a great guest. It's been great to talk to you. I think we could do this forever.
Ah.
We could have you in here for an hour, no lie.
No problem, buddy. I really appreciate
it,
Ryan.
Just drive over. Come on.
Come back. Yeah, come back.
We'll do a live remote from the back seat. Come on.
Hey, that'll be like, we'll go up and do the
we'll
show
go to
from
Macon.
Your house.
Yes.
That's it. Okay, it's decided.
Halloween, we're there all
week.
Yeah,
we'll show up.
That would work.
All right, we'll be there. Butch Patrick, everybody, at Stanford's this weekend. Love it. Coming up on the show, 10 items or less, we'll get to the entertainment news as well.
And your next chance at $102K in May, coming up after 11 with Jackie Lucky.
The show with Jen and Truda on KC 102.1.